The Fabric Workshop and Museum is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Since its beginning, the Contemporary Art Institution has invited artists to create new work in Center City, Philadelphia. Well, WHYY's Peter Crimmins has word of a new exhibit which shows the messy process of how art is made.
Some of the final pieces are impressive, like a floor-to-ceiling curtain made out of thousands of flower cutouts sewn together, or an entirely furnished Victorian drawing room upholstered in fabric printed with images of an African-American slave rebellion. Over four decades, more than 300 artists have accepted invitations to the Fabric Workshop and Museum's residency program. They include big-name artists like Claes Oldenburg, Roy Lichtenstein, and Laurie Anderson, and emerging artists who would become big. Museum director Susan Talbot pulled out dozens of archival boxes left behind by resident artists in which are stored scraps from their process of trial and error. She wanted to show how art is made, warts and all.
Not only do we encourage experimentation, but we don't discourage failure. We want to give the artist the ability to start down one path and then turn around, come back, and start down a completely different path.
Talbot is relatively new to the Fabric Workshop and Museum. It was founded in 1977 by Marion Stroud, also known as Kippy. Until her death 2 years ago, she ran the workshop and museum primarily with her strong passion for art and her personal wealth. After Stroud died, Talbot came in to, quote, professionalize the organization.
Kippy was not a manager. She was a visionary, and many visionaries are not managers. When I came here, I realized that so many just general best practices that museums use were missing here.
Going forward, Talbot says the Fabric Workshop and Museum is now on solid financial footing, and attendance has more than doubled in the last 2 years. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.